News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he welcomes call for a ban on sunbeds. Just have a listen.
And the evidence is very strong around sunbeds and cancer. Then I think people, then the action is clear. The action has to be banning that and because it is injurious to the health of people.
For more on this, we're joined by Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. What did you make of what Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, had to say there, Katrina?
I think it's fantastic. I think every dermatologist in the country, if not the world, would be delighted with that. We know, as Ciara just said, a dramatic increase in the risk of melanoma, which is a fatal skin cancer if it's not caught in time, and one of young people. And unfortunately, recently, I've been seeing a trend of people using sunbeds again. I thought they were had become a thing of the past, but they're becoming very popular again in our younger populations, including in men. And it's such a dangerous practice. I think a lot of people think it's just like being out in the sun, you know, getting your tan. Far more dangerous, like 15 times stronger than the UV radiation than the midday sun when you're on a sunbed. And a dramatic increase in skin cancer. And one study even showed that using tanning beds before the age of 35 increases your melanoma risk by 75%. Different studies show different things. And it's something that, you know, is so easy for people to do.
Is there a danger? I'm trying to think of the sort of counter arguments here because, I think most people would agree with you. But is there a danger that if you ban them, that it kind of goes underground, that it becomes something they still are there behind the scenes and that there's no regulation that kids can go in and get them done? So is there any risk of that, do you think?
There definitely is. Well, there's two things. First of all, people are going to argue, you know, having their own autonomy, a free choice. You know it's dangerous. They can choose to do it. It's the same as smoking alcohol, all of these things that, you know, are in mainstream. I think it's one issue. But the second, I think you're completely right. I know of, I remember growing up having pals who had a sunbed in their house. And certainly there's communities and that will share a sunbed. And, you know, if this becomes a black market thing, you know, pushed underground, you know, it means some people will use them in a really reckless way, at least, you know, in reputable tanning clinics. And, you know, there's chains of tanning clinics that are very strict in allowing people on for just a certain amount of minutes, and they're not allowed to do it for more than a certain times a week. You're completely right there. We see it with melanotan, you know, the nasal spray that is illegal. That's running around gyms at the moment, and that's highly dangerous too.
So on balance, illegally. On balance, given the arguments you just set out there, should we ban them or should we just continue to regulate them?
I think it's a really difficult one. As a dermatologist, I would love to see them disappear off the face of the planet. It would certainly improve our risk. And if there was a way to ban any import of them into Ireland and the tanning clinics, if there was a way we could stop it going underground, I think we'd all love to see them gone. And certainly, I think if things aren't as, I suppose the smoking ban is a great example. Lots of people stop smoking at that point. And when things aren't readily available to people, then they stop these, if it becomes a hassle. Tanning is an addiction for others, though. They've shown people can be addicted to tanning beds. They release endorphins and people feel the need for that hit, especially people who have got a more addictive personality. So those kinds will go and seek out, I'm sure, there's some beds in some way.
It's a tricky one. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.